Hey, everyone. Sorry for keeping you waiting. There were some people out there that, young kids that wanted my autograph, of all people. So it was every chance I get, I sign those autographs. It doesn't come often. The weather out here has been outstanding. This is camp weather, what we've been looking for, a little warm weather. They ordered it up special for us this week, and we've taken full advantage of it with the pads on. The guys are moving around, running around fast, and the weather helps us get our conditioning in compared to those first couple of days when it was almost cold out there. So we're looking forward to tonight and tonight's practice under the lights and with the people out there, and getting another good evaluation of our players.
Does Xavier participate tonight?
I don't think so. From what I understand, he will not.
Any kind of setback at him to have a week's worth and then have to sit out a couple of practices?
You know, I think for young guys, when they're not practicing, it's always a little bit of a setback because they may not be able to take the reps that aren't live and transfer that over to an experience. The muscle memory is a big thing for them, so I don't think there'll be a setback, but there won't be as much of a gain as if he were on the field.
But Mr. Al, will he go tonight?
Again, my understanding is he will not. We're going to hold him also.
Desmond okay to go?
I don't think he'll go either. We're gonna hold Desmond also. So it's unfortunate, but yes. We will hold him.
Is it the hamstring with Desmond?
You know what? That's one thing that I'm gonna let Coach Frazier and Eric Sugarman take care of that. If I answer those questions, you'll get bad information. I don't want to give you bad information. I want your sources to be better than if I give that information to you.
Is there anybody else you know that won't participate?
As far as I know, those are the ones that that we know that will not. Now, we'll update that as the day goes on. Usually, because we have a night practice, some guys will feel okay. But as far as I know, those are the three that will not go.
So one day, Guyon hurt his elbow, and then one day he was limping. Has he had kind of a tough first week here?
Nope. You just when you play like he plays, you're going to get banged around a little bit. And he has a rough style of play, along with goes a million miles an hour. So there are going to be some bumps and bruises. It's football, and it's a contact sport, and so he's gonna get that.
You're not taking him to the ground tonight, correct?
So. We are not. It will be a thud. So just we're going to front him up and make contact and let the ball carriers go.
When we get down to like those last defensive ends, can Lawrence Jackson and George Johnson, are they versatile enough to play both sides, or how does that?
I think so. What I really want to see is when we go live, how much pressure they can put on the quarterback from both sides. That's what I'm looking for when we get in those first ball games, and I think so. But I'm going to let the film speak for itself.
Having Everson can play both sides. It appears pretty well.
Yeah.
Does that help when you're putting together your numbers on a defensive line?
A great deal. A guy that can go both sides and be versatile, and the neat thing about Everson, he's gone inside and has been as productive on the passing situations. So that helps me a great deal when you have guys that can get to the quarterback and play multiple positions a great deal.
Well, what opened your eyes about Everson as you started working with him a year ago and seeing size, versatility, all the things that he's capable of?
Really, you know, I still remember when I first came and I was sitting in my office and I saw a blur just coming across the screen, and I didn't know the names and the numbers yet, and so I went to my press guide and I looked up, you know, his number, and I saw that he was in there, and then I looked and I didn't see him getting as many reps, and I kind of asked the people, but I just saw him. Well, the first thing was I was thinking, wow, this guy must be, I don't know, 6'2", 6'3", 240, 230, and then when I looked up and I saw the weight, and then he came in my office and introduced himself, and I was like, wow, I think we have something here. But the one thing I noticed was with a guy like that, you have to be careful because you want to play him everywhere. You want to say, you know what, this guy can run and he's physical and he's big. We're going to play him at Mike and we're going to play him at Sam and we're going to drop him and we're going to rush him and we're going to let him cover. And then I think you water down what a guy does. And in my humble opinion with these things, with a guy that has that much talent, you lock him into one or two positions, and then he's even more special because he's doing what he's doing, and you're limiting the amount of things that he does. So that's what we try to do with him, limit the stuff that he does and let him go out there and play and hone his craft. And I think that's what you're seeing right now, and he's honing his craft, and he's improving.
What have you seen out of Josh Robinson's progression to the nickel corner?
I'm pleased. Josh has never been inside before, so it's a big transition. I think I was saying the other day when I was talking with you guys that people don't understand how tough that nickel spot is. You have to fit up like a linebacker or a safety inside the box, and you have to cover like a corner outside, and you have to have a feel for the game. And he's progressing. He's gonna make mistakes. Everybody does when you're new to a position. But I feel good about how he's picking up things.
Last season, what areas were you targeting with AJ Jefferson to sort of improve on? And
you know, really just playing within the scope of the defense. If Coach Woods wants him to play outside leverage, just to get lined up there and to play that spot. If he's supposed to have his eyes on a guy, make sure his eyes are on his man instead of maybe in the backfield. So first of all, it was just being technique sound. And then Coach just wanted him to compete on every play. And really not just with AJ, but all the guys to not have any letdowns or lulls within a practice or within a ball game where you just say, you know what, I'm just getting through this rep. But with all our guys, just to say that, you know what, every rep I'm going to compete hard and use this rep to get better, not think about the previous play or the play that may be coming up the next time, but focusing in on that one play. So that would be it with AJ.
Moments last year where he was in perfect position and then the receiver ended up making a play. Did you sense his frustration with that? He's talked about it a little bit about it.
Yeah. No, he was frustrated with it, and I think he said that. Being a corner, you gotta let that go, and then you have to make sure that first of all that your technique was good and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and work on if there was something else that you could have done, work on that, because sometimes, hey, the offense, they make a good play, and that's okay. We just got to make sure we limit those plays, and if the defense was designed to take away that play, you got to take it away. But sometimes it's going to be, hey, your checker against their checker, and if their checker wins and our guys did what they were supposed to do, I got to live with that.
Do you ever get tired at camp of the fans only cheering for offense?
No, they'll be cheering for defense soon. It's okay. Hey, you know what? They're cheering for offense. If our offense is doing well, that's helping out the team. So I'm perfectly fine with that.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.